Telc. English C1. Mock Examination 1. Listening Comprehension Part 1. You will hear 8 people. You'll hear each person twice. While listening, decide which statement, A, B, or C, matches what the speaker says. Mark your answers on the answer sheet S3, items 68 to 75. You'll now have half a minute to read the task.
Speaker 1.
To be honest, I don't know what my girlfriend and I would have done over the past 3 years if it weren't for Budget Airlines. She's based in Cologne, and I'm in Edinburgh, and transferring isn't currently a possibility for either of us. Nor does my research grant allow me to spend heaps on travel. I guess we just wouldn't have been able to see each other as often as we have. I mean, I understand the ecological effects and feel very guilty about contributing as much as I feel I do to the destruction of the planet. But on the other hand, me stopping flying isn't going to solve the issue, is it? It would simply make life far more difficult for us.
Speaker 2.
It's absolutely horrendous living where I do. You wouldn't have them allowing animals to live like this. In fact, you don't. All the cows around us have been moved 10 miles away. It was bad enough before, but now the noise is beyond acceptable levels for anyone. I'm constantly stressed, which of course affects the whole family. And especially being freelance, it means there's no escape. I've a good mind to put the book on hold and become a full-time campaigner, though history teaches us how little that can achieve. And as long as the government supports them with subsidised fuel and cheap landing tax, I'm going to have streams of budget travellers winging their way through the sky above me.
Speaker 3.
I can't personally see what all the fuss is about. Technology is developing all the time. It's part of life. And quite frankly, if you don't go with it, you are on a losing streak. I'm certainly not prepared to jeopardize my position and the financial benefits that accompany it by refusing to fly out of some misplaced eco-warrior-style judgment. I fly up to 5 times a week, and the cheaper we can do it, the better. I'm always telling my staff to think long-term when it comes to spending. At the end of the day, it comes out of all our pockets. More expenses mean less profit.
Speaker 4.
The steep rise in this area has been a key part of our campaign for several years now. Recently, we called on the government to increase air passenger duty on all outward flights from the UK. The aviation industry receives a number of unfair tax breaks and subsidies, and we feel that increasing this tax would go some of the way towards managing the future demand for air travel. At the moment, airlines are able to charge rock-bottom prices for their most popular routes, which subsequently increases their popularity and therefore the number of planes flying. If considerable changes are not made soon, we're going to have an environmental disaster on our hands. Global warming has finally been acknowledged verbally by the international community as a serious issue. It's now time to acknowledge it with action.
Speaker 5.
Me? Well, I hate flying, So I don't really feel part of the debate. Sooner stay at home than go up in one of those things. Thing is, you see, they don't know how they stay up. Well, not really. They can theorise, and they must have a good idea, but they don't really know, and that's what terrifies me. There's no need to fly anyway. I think the British Isles are completely underestimated, particularly by the British. Look at the French. You don't see them flying off around Europe, no matter how cheap budget airlines are. Stay at home. See Britain. By car, caravan, bike is what I say, rather than swanning off to look at bits of relic in far-off places. But then, I am biased, of course, otherwise I wouldn't be so good at what I do, I guess.
Speaker 6.
I've been living in Italy for the last 5 years. It suits me down to the ground. I feel very creative here, and my artistic block has gone. And we have lots of space, so I can practice at home. But we wouldn't have moved here if flying weren't so cheap. That's what I think is so wonderful about all the budget airlines. They allow ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Why should flying be an elite activity? My brother's a nurse, but he can still come over to visit us every 2 months, even on his salary. And who really needs food on a flight? If you're flying to Italy like us, you know you can have a cheap bowl of pasta and some lovely little trattoria when you land.
Speaker 7.
Cheap flights are our absolute enemy. They have the potential to destroy all other forms of long-distance travel, and we must fight their influence if we are going to survive. Because with prices like 99 pence a flight, there is no way we can compete. The irony, of course, is that if you ask anyone how they would prefer to travel, flying doesn't come out on top. It is time-consuming, bad for the environment, uncomfortable. I myself don't fly. Why would I? Not with all the benefits I receive from work. And I much prefer to stay on the ground. But what can one really do? Lobbying the government isn't going to work. We have to educate the people.
Speaker 8.
Low prices are quite clearly what customers want. You only have to glance at rising figures to realise that. And who would be churlish enough to fight that fact? If there's a niche in the market, fill it. That's my mantra. The bottom line is that life nowadays is fast and furious. 100 years ago, things were different. But we don't live 100 years ago. We live now. And the world is full of exciting opportunities, which people don't want to let pass them by. Quite frankly, I really can't see what the problem is. Most of the backlash seems to come from those not smart enough to get involved from the beginning. I have no sympathy.
You'll now hear the 8 people a second time. While listening, decide which statement, A to J, matches what the speaker says. You'll only need 8 of the possible statements. Mark your answers on the answer sheet S3, items 76 to 83. You'll now have 1 minute to read the statements.
Speaker 1.
To be honest, I don't know what my girlfriend and I would have done over the past 3 years if it weren't for Budget Airlines. She's based in Cologne, and I'm in Edinburgh, and transferring isn't currently a possibility for either of us. Nor does my research grant allow me to spend heaps on travel. I guess we just wouldn't have been able to see each other as often as we have. I mean, I understand the ecological effects and feel very guilty about contributing as much as I feel I do to the destruction of the planet. But on the other hand, me stopping flying isn't going to solve the issue, is it? It would simply make life far more difficult for us.
Speaker 2.
It's absolutely horrendous living where I do. You wouldn't have them allowing animals to live like this. In fact, you don't. All the cows around us have been moved 10 miles away. It was bad enough before, but now the noise is beyond acceptable levels for anyone. I'm constantly stressed, which of course affects the whole family. And especially being freelance, it means there's no escape. I've a good mind to put the book on hold and become a full-time campaigner, though history teaches us how little that can achieve. And as long as the government supports them with subsidised fuel and cheap landing tax, I'm going to have streams of budget travellers winging their way through the sky above me.
Speaker 3.
I can't personally see what all the fuss is about. Technology is developing all the time. It's part of life. And quite frankly, if you don't go with it, you are on a losing streak. I'm certainly not prepared to jeopardize my position and the financial benefits that accompany it by refusing to fly out of some misplaced eco-warrior-style judgment. I fly up to 5 times a week, and the cheaper we can do it, the better. I'm always telling my staff to think long-term when it comes to spending. At the end of the day, it comes out of all our pockets. More expenses mean less profit.
Speaker 4.
The steep rise in this area has been a key part of our campaign for several years now. Recently, we called on the government to increase air passenger duty on all outward flights from the UK. The aviation industry receives a number of unfair tax breaks and subsidies, and we feel that increasing this tax would go some of the way towards managing the future demand for air travel. At the moment, airlines are able to charge rock-bottom prices for their most popular routes, which subsequently increases their popularity and therefore the number of planes flying. If considerable changes are not made soon, we're going to have an environmental disaster on our hands. Global warming has finally been acknowledged verbally by the international community as a serious issue. It's now time to acknowledge it with action.
Speaker 5.
Me? Well, I hate flying, so I don't really feel part of the debate. Sooner stay at home than go up in one of those things. Thing is, you see, they don't know how they stay up. Well, not really. They can theorise, and they must have a good idea, but they don't really know, and that's what terrifies me. There's no need to fly anyway. I think the British Isles are completely underestimated, particularly by the British. Look at the French. You don't see them flying off around Europe, no matter how cheap budget airlines are. Stay at home. See Britain. By car, caravan, bike is what I say, rather than swanning off to look at bits of relic in far-off places. But then I am biased, of course, otherwise I wouldn't be so good at what I do, I guess.
Speaker 6.
I've been living in Italy for the last 5 years. It suits me down to the ground. I feel very creative here, and my artistic block has gone. and we have lots of space, so I can practice at home. But we wouldn't have moved here if flying weren't so cheap. That's what I think is so wonderful about all the budget airlines. They allow ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Why should flying be an elite activity? My brother's a nurse, but he can still come over to visit us every 2 months, even on his salary. And who really needs food on a flight? If you're flying to Italy like us, you know you can have a cheap bowl of pasta and some lovely little trattoria when you land.
Speaker 7.
Cheap flights are our absolute enemy. They have the potential to destroy all other forms of long-distance travel, and we must fight their influence if we are going to survive. Because with prices like 99 pence a flight, there is no way we can compete. The irony, of course, is that if you ask anyone how they would prefer to travel, flying doesn't come out on top. It is time-consuming, bad for the environment, uncomfortable. I myself don't fly. Why would I? Not with all the benefits I receive from work. And I much prefer to stay on the ground. But what can one really do? Lobbying the government isn't going to work. We have to educate the people.
Speaker 8.
Low prices are quite clearly what customers want. You only have to glance at rising figures to realise that. And who would be churlish enough to fight that fact? If there's a niche in the market, fill it. That's my mantra. The bottom line is that life nowadays is fast and furious. 100 years ago things were different. But we don't live 100 years ago. We live now. And the world is full of exciting opportunities which people don't want to let pass them by. Quite frankly, I really can't see what the problem is. Most of the backlash seems to come from those not smart enough to get involved from the beginning. I have no sympathy.
End of listening comprehension, part 1.